WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. We've gotten in new numbers on the U.S. economy reflecting how companies are trying to plan with the Trump tariffs looming. The Labor Department showing just 73,000 jobs were added in July. And there was a huge revision on the number of jobs we thought had been created in May and June. Here's ABC's Alexis Christophorus.
That revision for the prior 2 months, for May and June, 258,000 fewer jobs added. That means in those 2 months, just 33,000 jobs were added. I think what you're starting to see is businesses are having a hard time planning for the future, expanding payrolls and hiring more people because they simply don't understand what their costs are going to be going forward.
The White House announcing that previously announced tariffs on about 60 countries will be kicking in next week. Middle East envoy Steve Witkoff visiting one of the aid distribution sites set up jointly by the United States and Israel. The UN says more than 1,000 Palestinians have died trying to get aid at those sites since Israel reclosed the borders. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Dane County is currently being used as an example in the illegal immigration debate. The Dane County Sheriff's Office says a woman was driving drunk when she got into a crash that ended up killing two Minnesota teenagers. It happened July 20th in the town of Vienna, and the controversy began after the tragedy. The alleged drunk driver, 30-year-old Noelia Martinez, is here illegally from Honduras. So after her arrest, Immigration and Customs Enforcement asked the Dane County Sheriff's Office to put a detainer on Martinez. That would mean if she made bail, the sheriff's office would keep her in custody so ICE could start the process to deport her. The Dane County Sheriff's Office does not honor those detainers. They're a request and not legally binding. Instead, they wait for an arrest warrant signed by a judge. Sheriff Barrett.
This is about the process and not about politics.
That set off a firestorm. Barrett has now received criticism directly from the Department of Homeland Security. Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin called Dane County a sanctuary community, and Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany lashed out at Sheriff Barrett on X. I asked Barrett about that.
It's typical, right? It's very typical, very expected. They take one little thing, they harp on the word sanctuary city, and they're trying to turn it into something that it's not. But I appreciate the opportunity to provide the specifics of it. I do know that there are extremes, and those that are on the extreme side of this are going to believe what they want no matter what. But I do know there's a significant amount of people that are in the middle that are going to listen to this and move towards understanding really what this is about and not be jaded by the political theatrics of this.
Barrett also said deporting Martinez would be like giving her a free ticket home instead of justice for the two lives lost. The next hearing in the case is September 22nd. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers in D.C. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. Baseball, the Brewers open a 3-game road trip this weekend against the Nationals. The crew making moves before the trade deadline, adding an outfielder, Brandon Lockridge from the Padres. In exchange, they traded lefty Nestor Cortez and an infielder prospect. The Brewers also traded for a pair of pitchers from Arizona, right-hander Shelby Miller and lefty Jordan Montgomery for a player to be named later. Both of those pitchers currently on the injured list, Montgomery out for the year. NFL, the Packers with another practice and pads, and then tomorrow night's family night inside Lambeau Field. Matt LaFleur on his strict rules regarding fights on the field.
I just think it's always important to remember that if you do anything in a game, you're going to get penalized for it, and it's going to hurt the team. So I think it's important that you keep your composure in practice as well and do all the little things the right way so that if something transpires in a game that you don't react the wrong way.
That's the Packers' Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are going to have more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires today. Otherwise, mostly sunny. We'll get to the mid to upper 70s for a high today. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop down to around 53. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high right around 79. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
The John and Gordy Show.
Beef has always
been so expensive, I've never been able to buy beef.
Never.
The last couple of years.
Just ground beef, maybe. That's it. And every once in a while, I promise my kids, who are Gen Zers, that one day they will taste beef. I'll treat them to some beef one of these days. Yeah,
once a year, you bring out the grill and get some hamburgers going.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
NFL Hall of Famer, College Football Hall of Famer, Mr. Joe Thomas. You were telling us a little bit about being drafted number 3. You skipped the draft.
I went fishing that day, and I never did it for anything other than I just much rather spend the day fishing with my dad, and I'm hoping that that's a story that keeps being told and gives people a reason. Like, you know what, instead of working today, I'm going to go fishing with my kid. I'm going to make the time because it's impactful. It's memories that they're going to remember for the rest of their life.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Maggie Dawn.
Well, I'm off taking the best Wisconsin Northwoods has to offer. We've got you covered everywhere in the state. Enjoy highlights from recent shows and don't miss your chance to win tickets to see the Red Hot Brewers with Free Ticket Friday.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
Those of us who have the ability, which I do right now, not being in an office where I'm campaigning for that office, to be out there and to talk with folks and remind them of their power. And their importance in making a difference.
Well, one of the things...
I mean, I just want to put a fine point on this. You can never let anybody take your power from you. You can never let anybody take your power from you. And that's what I think, for me, that's what I'd like to remind folks of.
So much.
somebody brought up one of the Election Truth Alliance, whatever. Chris, you and I, many, many years, have just not been conspiracy theorists,
no.
Right? And so I think a lot of that being said, based on a lot of stuff, a lot of us have questions about the 2024 election, which is kind of pertinent because we have another one coming up. And they are literally cheating out in the daylight now in terms of the gerrymandering and all of that. By the way, follow and support Mark Elias because he is such an alpha liberal on being proactive and fighting this. And, you know, he basically did the version that I said, if they send one of ours to the hospital, we send one of theirs to the morgue. Politically speaking, about gerrymandering. Or whatever. But anyway, this is what everybody's, you know, again, it's going around online. I don't know what the ex, there's an ex CIA whistleblower, Adam Zarnowski, who said in December 2024, I was personally involved in an NSA authorized forensic audit of the 2024 election. Kamala Harris and Tim Walz won by a wide margin. Trump lost dramatically. There are multiple layers of complexity for this cover up. Again, Chris, I've said, don't know if it's ever going to be proven. Don't know. I think a lot of us don't think he won all 7 swing states. I think there was some malfeasance in the swing states in particular, but I don't know. I don't know if this guy's credible. Lillian said, you know why it matters if Kamala really won? Because the analysis we've been force-fed was that she was too progressive, didn't appeal to white men, and other such nonsense. But if she won, all that Monday morning quarterbacking from rich people who own the media doesn't mean anything. The problem is our elections weren't secure. That's a problem we can fix because elections are run by individual states. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's all I would say is we have to do everything we can to make sure these elections are secure because they are desperate to not have Donald Trump held to account. And if we win back the Congress, they know that's going to happen. I mean, look at this latest thing. This is insane. Covey says every Republican on the Senate Appropriations Committee voted to allow Donald Trump to keep the Qatari plane for his personal use when he leaves office after taxpayers paid $1 billion to renovate it.
Right.
Republicans in Congress serve no purpose other than to cover for Trump.
That's right.
They do act like they will never have to be held accountable at the ballot box. Oh, I am, this is a new meme. I guess I can't hold it to the camera, but I discovered I am... lactose intolerant. It is the condition of being completely unable to tolerate other people's bull. Thank you, whoever.
I reached that stage long ago.
Being lactose intolerant?
Yes.
Zero left to give?
Long time ago.
Well, then it's time for one of our hate tweets from yesterday.
Yay! Yippee!
By the way, Chris, what do we say about... We need a big tent. We need to take our country back. We need every Democrat we can, whether you agree with every single thing that's been said or not. Because nobody's going to agree with everything everyone said. So whenever we have ex-Republican Congressman Joe Walsh on, some people lose their collective shizzle. And
yes, they do.
Okay, I don't care. He's on our side now. And in a bar fight, whoever's on your side, right? And by the way, if he runs for Congress in Ohio, he would have my vote. By the way, what did I say to you yesterday? If I lived in New York City, I would vote for Mamdani. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you understand we need every soldier in this fight right now? We, like a lot of the things Kamala Harris said last night, we are in a fight for our lives in this country. We are literally in a fight for this country. So would you like to know what Cecile says? Oh, sorry, I didn't
Not
mean
really,
to do that.
But go ahead.
Oh, also, she played gotcha with you because you said something bad about Joe Walsh when I was on vacation, something, something, something. You can't ever change your mind about anything or revise. No.
Because everybody is rigid all the time. And they don't change their views based on new evidence.
Never.
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 Ever.
Also, might I point out, I think as is fairly well known, I am a great big les. And so my political crushes on my jokes about my daddy issues, they are, in fact, jokes. I don't know if you... My daddy issues with Joe Walsh and, you know, David Jolly.
Joe Walsh was smart enough to understand that it was a joke.
Is a joke. Cecile, longtime paid subscriber here, but your weird fetish for Republican men is not cute. It's a joke about my daddy issues, and see, they're on the right side now, so I take credit for that.
Like I said, Joe Walsh was smart enough to understand that it was a joke.
You are normalizing a right-wing shift of the Democratic Party. Okay, I voted for Elizabeth Warren, so I don't... Where are we going when somebody just vandalized AOC's office and called her a genocide supporter? Like, what... If AOC is not pro-Palestinian enough for you, I don't... And also, according to Wikipedia, your father was one of the founders of the Southern Strategy, which targeted Southerners on the basis of race. My father was the founder of the Southern Strategy! Oh my God, what did he have to start every campaign speech with?
What Barry meant to say was...
Thank you! My father worked on civil rights legislation. He was not a racist! Oh, my God. Okay, so that drew in Joe Walsh and my dad in the same.
Yeah.
By the way, did anyone notice that Trump had a little mini stroke yesterday, possibly? Did you see that? If that was Joe Biden... just saying. A lot of doctors commented on whatever that was. He had like a little... something. Okay. All right.
He couldn't pronounce Triple H's last name. I know that
much. Ooh.
Yeah.
Meanwhile... Did you see the speech Joe Biden gave? Oh, my God, I just hate everyone this morning. He was, like, fantastic. It was a great speech about judges. He was coherent. And meanwhile, Trump is, like, speaking gibberish and going, like, falling. Like, oh, my God. Okay, sorry.
And Trump was speaking about physical fitness.
Of course. But of course.
Uh-huh. Yes, because he's bringing back the presidential physical fitness.
Hello? Test. Is that not?
You know what? Yesterday was a lot
fitness?
For me, topped off with having to watch my president, Kamala Harris. It was a lot. Yesterday was a lot. Okay, also, it took me an entire hour, Chris, to get through this entire... Durham...
Why I handed it to you as soon as you walked down, because I knew it would take a little bit.
Because I don't... You have to explain. Yeah. Like, Joe Walsh had to... So this is why Joe Walsh is our MAGA translator.
Right.
By the way, I'm not going to agree with him on a lot of things.
No.
But he's a fighter, you know. As we've said, sometimes, you know, these former Republicans, I mean, Nicole Wallace is my favorite show. They show us some, you know, different ways to fight.
Right.
Joe Walsh, we used to laugh at Democrats because we knew they wouldn't fight back.
Right.
That is over now.
Nicole Wallace was a Republican.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But
what I'm saying, Michael Steele often gives really good advice about how Democrats should fight.
Exactly.
And that's, I think our Democratic base is responding to the fighters among us.
Yep.
Yeah, and by the way, Cliff Schechter yesterday brought up another fear I hadn't even thought of about, you know, because he's Jewish, mm-hmm. about anti-Semitism, yeah. on whether it would Governor Pritzker or Governor Shapiro could. And sure. that's, ugh, just what I hate Trump has done to us, made us so fearful of racism and misogyny and anti-Semitism and homophobia to go like, oh, Pete, it's great, but, you know, like, we're gay people. And we go, oh, I don't know if other people would vote for.
I'm not rigid like that.
Did you mean that in a gay way? No, I'm
the
sorry. I made.
Way
I took
ever.
Something
Which
beautiful.
Which means I could never be president.
God. All right. Chris and I had a We Hate Everyone Day yesterday.
We had discussions about things.
Okay.
Yes.
Anyway. Oh, anyway. So this, I don't, because I can't even fathom the MAGA. I didn't even know this was a thing. But this is part of Trump now going yep. treason, Obama, Hillary going to prison, blah.
This has been a big thing on on right-wing media.
Right. This is a bombshell New York Times report. It casted serious doubt on a key piece of evidence that they've used as conservative figures have used as proof that Hillary orchestrated a scheme to falsely link Trump mm-hmm. To Russia. As it turns out, the document itself is a piece of Russian disinformation.
Yes.
Right? The document, Durham itself noted the possibility that the information was disinformation and did not rely on it in his main part, main report's conclusions. And this is a right-wing guy that was looking yep. for anything,
right.
right? And found basically nothing. U.S. intelligence dismissed the alleged Clinton memo as not credible from the start, believing it to be part of a Russian effort. I mean, it's like a Russian nesting doll. Every story of Russia.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, so that in itself was a Russian disinformation thing that was within the, okay. Okay. All right.
They think that because it was in an information dump, that it was vetted information, when in fact it wasn't
right.
vetted information. It was just part of a
dump.
Oh,
it was raw intelligence? You mean like this,
exactly.
the Steele dossier?
Right.
Oh, I see.
And then once they vetted the information, they realized that it was Russian disinformation and shouldn't have been included.
Okay. Ryan says Trump is again demanding a Nobel Peace Prize. This is as the United States is being added to the International Human Rights Watch list for his unlawful kidnapping and torture of innocent people. Oh, did Caroline Leavitt?
Oh, hey, girl.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
I think, wait, does she? Oh, yeah. Hang on. This is just in case we weren't North Korea enough for you with the Smithsonian erasing his impeachments.
Mm-hmm.
Here she is. Okay. Uh-huh.
The president has now ended conflicts between Thailand and Cambodia.
What?
Israel and
no.
Iran.
What?
Rwanda and
no.
the Democratic Republic of the Congo.
Mm.
India and Pakistan. Serbia and Kosovo. And
no.
Egypt and Ethiopia.
No.
This means President Trump has brokered, on average, about one peace deal or ceasefire per month during his 6 months in office.
No.
It's
no.
well past time that President Trump was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize.
No.
I feel like I just
no.
lost brain cells.
None of that.
None of that.
I don't. You know what? Do I have to fact check on Fridays? I don't. Do
no,
I? Because
you
that's,
don't. No.
Okay.
Leave that up to the
that's
people.
That's too much work.
Yeah,
just, you know, just none of that.
Yeah.
Just none of that. General sweep.
You know, we
arm.
Report, you decide.
There
it,
you go.
It's a that kind of day.
I just
feel dumber.
I can't
feel like,
listen, let's support the fighters, not the folders, right? Lisa says, mark your calendar. The next episode of South Park drops August 6th, and their sights are set on ice. Who knew South Park would be the voice of America? There you go, right? You know, maybe Kamala Harris is right. Those of us trying to work outside the system. It's not like I chose to work in my basement picking up, you know, half-eaten avocados every day. But this is what it is for America, Chris. This is what it is. Thank you for supporting us, our sponsors, and at Patreon and Free Speech TV. Thank you. Okay.
There was poop on my elevator coming in.
Was there?
Yeah.
Again?
Well, no.
For America.
Earlier this week.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, for America.
I don't know if it
you
was...
You literally step in every day for America.
I don't know whether it was dog or...
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
For your
how
sanity,
else do you
let's
cover...
say...
Let's say dogs.
Let's
yeah.
say dog.
How else do you cover this show? You must. It almost... We
yeah.
we figuratively step in every day.
That's right.
So,
yeah.
All right. Hey, by the way, speaking of big tent and what we were just talking about, I think this is super hopeful. Kyle Griffin says, party preferences in the U.S. have shifted back to favor Democrats for the first time since 2023. According to a new Gallup poll, 46% of Americans now consider themselves Democrats or lean more to the Democratic Party, 43% for Republicans who led in the fourth quarter. So, I get that the polling numbers aren't good, but I still think we have a unique opportunity here if we play it right, Chris. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If we indeed become a party that can include the Joe Walshes and the Mamdamis, right?
Yep.
And so I just purity test. Get you up. All right, that should put a stop to that.
Oh yeah, that'll totally put a stop to that.
Yeah. Well, we always talk with Bella about, you know, the numbers with younger people. Yeah. Are much better, present a really huge opportunity. I mean, Trump's ratings and the Republican Party ratings are way in the dumpster for the younger you go. So, you know.
The youths.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do have the second half of Gen Z, though, that are, you know, getting old enough to vote.
Uh-huh.
And now is the time to strike, you know, figuratively. Yeah. Now is the time to convince them. Now is the time to.
And don't be scared of, like, you know, if the people of New York, I mean, like I said, I would vote for Mamdani if I lived in New York City, you know. But Ohio is a pretty, they've turned pretty red, but they might elect a Joe Walsh, you know. I mean,
I just really hope that younger Gen Z and older Democrats can find a way to kind of, you know, we need to bridge the gap. And
that's what this show is all about.
Okay.
That's what
this show is. Does that mean getting Sydney Sweeney to do ads for or against?
Nothing with her. Nothing with her.
Okay.
No more.
Got it.
Please.
Enough with that little Nazi trollop.
I'm so sick of her.
I finally watched the ad.
Some right winger gave me hate about it on Blue Sky, and I responded.
Daily Show said, "God, Megyn Kelly seems hornier for her than guys."
Yeah. Right?
Talking about her boobs and her butt. I was like, "Huh? Okay."
Some right winger on Blue Sky called me. I was like, "How are you so stupid that you think this is eugenics?" And I responded, "LOL, LOL, LOL, LOL."
They knew. Well, Chris said they knew what they were doing. They said, "I have good genes." I mean, that obviously refers.
I am so cynical that, you know, the copywriters knew exactly.
Course. She just happens to be a blonde white girl, right?
Right.
Yes, of course.
All right. We have 21 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Vibrance. Yeah. Famous actresses use it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you.
Yes.
Vibrian Super C Serum. Ooh, it's so luxurious feeling when it goes on. So citrusy and amazing.
Oh.
And it can replace all of that stuff. Day cream, eye cream, night cream, neck cream, wrinkle cream, dark spot cream. All you need is this one cream. Super C Serum, made with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, vitamin E. And I'm telling you, noticeable results. You can simplify your routine and get a healthier complexion, minimize wrinkles and age spots. With Vibrance, if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, a full refund. What?
Whoa.
Go now. What do you got to lose? Vibrance.com/Stephanie. Save up to 37% off and free shipping. That's Vibrance. Vibrance.com/Stephanie.
And we'll be right back.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity, even sell your property. You won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked your home title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. You'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock, HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Your free Ticket Friday keyword for the Stephanie Miller Show is crew. C-R-E-W. Crew. Use the Civic Media app to text in the keyword for your chance to win a 4-pack of Milwaukee Brewers tickets. Full contest details on the Civic Media website.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Found an injured, sick, or orphaned wild animal? Dane County Humane Society's Wildlife Center can help. Call 608-287-3235 or visit giveshelter.org/wildlife for what to do next.
That sound? It's your recycling at work. And you can thank a Wisconsin woman for making it happen. Millie Zantow saw a waste sorting system in Japan during a trip in the 1970s. She came home to Prairie du Sac in Sauk County inspired. Her research led to the triangle-numbered plastic recycling system we still use today. So can you guess what percent of all the plastics produced in the United States ends up being recycled? 75%, 25%, or 5%? The answer coming up. Zantow also helped with Wisconsin's recycling laws, along with the opening of one of the first collection centers. But now, are you surprised to learn the answer is just 5% of plastics are recycled? It's according to the group Beyond Plastic. Yet Zantow always believed you don't have to be perfect, you just have to start. There's a smart slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, wow. Chris and I are both doing different lame-ass white guy dances.
Raise the roof, raise the roof, raise the roof.
Right. Uh-huh.
Speaking of lame white people, Daily Show says the Sydney Sweeney ad controversy has Megyn Kelly outraged on behalf of one of America's most underrepresented groups, blonde women.
With blue eyes.
Yeah,
yes,
right.
Yes. Monty in Arizona. Hey, Monty.
Hello, Monty.
Monty.
Monty. Uh-oh. All right.
Fred in Michigan. Hi, Fred.
How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
You know, I called a bunch of years ago.
Oh.
And you all were gracious enough to make me the official, I don't remember what all it was, but blind transplanted community college music professor.
Okay.
But
there you
my
go.
Job went full time during the Biden administration, so I haven't been able to call.
Oh, all right. Well, welcome back.
But I was calling today. I know. Yes, exactly. That's why I'm out there fighting. But you mentioned your mom, and I wanted to call in and share that I lost my mom back on June the 26th at age 98.
Oh, I'm sorry.
In rural nursing home care.
Yep.
And my sister is in the same nursing home. I was 60 senators into all 100 calling everyone to vote against the budget reconciliation bill at the time. I told a cousin of mine the other day, I'm going to finish the other 40 anyway, just to let them know how disgusted I am with the bill, particularly the Republicans, of course,
yeah,
and encourage the Democrats to keep fighting. And so, you know, I just want us to encourage us all to stand strong and keep
yep.
doing it, even though,
yep.
you know, as Glenn said, we have to keep going and keep going and keep going.
Yeah.
Yep.
Can't get this
thing yep. Up. Yep. That's what Kamala said yesterday. And you know what? We all stand on each other's shoulders, you know? Mm-hmm. All of our regulars help, you know, pick me up sometimes when I'm feeling down. So hang in there. We're all going through life stuff, too. Chris, who said, I just want to remind everyone, you warned everyone about the future under our current president. You said he'll prosecute his political enemies. He'll cut Medicare and Medicaid. He'll ignore court orders. He will alienate our allies. He will give massive tax cut to the rich, and I know you're not here to say I told you so, but would you like to? Who said that?
Judge Dredd.
No, that would be Hero of Democracy, Stephen Colbert, to fellow Hero of Democracy, Kamala Harris. Oh, by the way, speaking of things they're saying out loud now, Scott Bessent, Treasury Secretary, yesterday. Here we go.
If you had these accounts, why are you investing it this way? How are you doing it? How can you understand the power of compound interest? And also at the end of the day, that, you know, I'm not sure when the distribution level date should be, whether should it be 30 and you can buy a house, should it be 60, but in a way it is a backdoor for privatizing Social Security.
Right back with John Fugelsang.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. We've still got smoke in the air today, and it may linger throughout the weekend. Canada has more than 200 active wildfires burning right now, and the latest numbers show 56 of them are totally out of control. The Department of Natural Resources issued another air quality advisory for all of Wisconsin. Madison had the eighth worst air in America yesterday. You could see and smell the smoke outside. They're even feeling the effects as far south as Chicago. Students can send applications to UW-Madison starting today, and sending it is now more expensive. It used to be $70, and now it's been raised to $80. That change goes into effect today. Leaders at UW-Madison expect that to bring in more than $600,000 in additional money each year. The goal is to use that money to recruit, update some technology, and increase capacity because the number of applications continues to rise. Meanwhile, some lawmakers are trying to ensure tuition doesn't keep rising within the UW system. Lisa Hale reports.
Republican state lawmakers have introduced a bill seeking to cap tuition increases at the universities of Wisconsin. The public university system recently approved a 5% increase in tuition for next year, the third year in a row that tuition has increased. The proposed legislation would cap future tuition increases to no higher than the rate of inflation. It's the third time in recent years that Republican lawmakers have attempted to cap the tuition. Tuition and fees make up over half of the system's yearly revenue.
Students who live in Wisconsin or live in a state that has a deal for in-state tuition with Wisconsin will now pay about $12,200 for tuition at UW-Madison. That increase begins in this new fall semester. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are going to have more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires today. Otherwise, mostly sunny. We'll get to the mid to upper 70s for a high today. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop down to around 53. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high right around 79. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Currently, it is 60.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Frank Anderson, who is the founder of Wisconsinology.com. You were great in the documentary. That's really exciting.
I'm really not as a documentary filmmaker because I get bored so quick. You have to really dig into your subject, and you got to show up every day, sometimes for years.
Yeah.
To let a story unfold or to find a story. I'm good for one day.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Forever Young Designs artist Spencer Young. And it's a bar band Friday night, so our Wisconsin music expert Terry Barr brings new music from the best Wisconsin bands.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Council.
We'll be right back.
shocked by it. Especially to use the term stolen. Because she's not an object. She's a person who's recruited at Mar-a-Lago, his property, place where she was looking forward to having fun that summer. And it just kind of makes us wonder, I mean, how much he knew.
That is Virginia Giuffre's brother. If you saw the whole family interviewed, but heartbreaking. All right, let's bring my personal comedy, Jesus. Hi, John. Hi.
Hi. I'm here to distract from Epstein. Hello. Welcome. Hi. Good morning.
Wow. It seems like there's been a record number of right-wing religious hypocrites caught with child porn this week. Republican. Can't keep track anymore. Hi. Good morning. I don't know if you've ever...
Yeah, not just the ones caught with child porn. Then there's the ones who are trying to put up the Ten Commandments in Oklahoma classrooms who just have conventional grown-up porn on their work computer as well. Love that guy, Ryan Walters.
I saved a tweet for you. Billy says, sure does feel like a game of wealthy psychos have taken over the government with the help of a deeply dumb religious cult. I mean, I don't know how this is going to play out in the end, this Epstein thing, but how did they make him in the first place, the guy with the deepest, longest connections to Jeffrey Epstein, the quite obviously involved in this whole thing, Donald Trump, their savior somehow?
Yeah, you're asking me this question? I mean, look, how they did it was the way that it always works. Donald Trump didn't get the Christians on his side by promising to do all the things Jesus commands of us. He didn't get the Christians on his side by saying, the Bible tells us we must do these things and I'm going to do these things. No! Donald Trump and MAGA Christians hate the stuff that Jesus... Welcome the stranger. For individuals and nations, they hate what Jesus actually says. Donald Trump got these revoltingly fake Christians to vote for him because he pandered to them and played up the Christian persecution complex. Because, you know, Steffi, when you're the majority in the country, heterosexual, white, Christian men, things are hard. It's one nonstop Bataan death march of discrimination against you.
A pimp can't get a pierogi in Martha's Vineyard if you listen to
it's
Alan
really
Dershowitz.
It's really tough for the white man. It's hard out here for a pimp.
Yeah,
That's how he did it. He sucked up to them and played up the persecution. Oh, you Christians have been so put down. I'm going to put you first. And again, that's the opposite of Christianity. The character of Jesus of the Bible, who again, Republicans despise and don't follow, is all about humility. Not about total right-wing domination of the school board.
Yeah. I love the name of your new podcast, A Fake Obama Scandal to Rile Up Uncle Racist and Aunt Dead Inside. That's my favorite couple that you know.
You gotta do whatever it takes to make Uncle Racist and Aunt Dead Inside happy when they come over. You know how it is when Uncle Racist and Aunt Dead Inside come over for Thanksgiving. It's November and they're still angry about Pride Month. You know how it is. So you gotta play the greatest hits sometime. Obama probably wasn't even born here. Go ahead, Donald Trump. It's great to know he's not going to be burning calories coming up with new excuses. He's going to be going back to the well for all of this. And Tulsi Gabbard trying to keep her job Trump can keep his job. Look, Epstein's not going away. This is what we should have done with George Santos. We should have kept him in Congress and let him eat the Republicans. Epstein's not going away.
To me,
they're never
going to
release the names. This long, slow bleed is going to continue. Democrats, don't make him a tourniquet.
Yeah. I mean, I keep saying this, you know, maybe because I'm like, I was young, but still of Watergate. I can remember Watergate, that's where Follow the Money came from. I mean, Senator Ron Wyden, the top Democrat on the Senate Finance Committee, promised to reveal to the public a full breakdown of my Follow the Money investigation on Epstein so far. How have we got to look into the Treasury's Epstein files, how it all ties back to Donald Trump, where we go from here. Wyden took to the Senate floor and urged the public to follow the money. Treasury's Epstein file details, Mr. President, 4,725 wire transfers. Let me repeat that. And he said adding up to nearly $1.1 billion flowing in and out of just one of Mr. Epstein's bank accounts. I mean, John,
it's all
the bombshells this week seem to show that Trump was a partner. He just wasn't involved in the, that there is a web between his teen pageants, Mar-a-Lago, and Epstein's island. You know,
It's almost like people were trafficked. And you got to remember, this is all a sign of how terrified the Republicans are, Steffi. They're so scared. They're trying to cheat in Texas.
Yeah.
They're trying to rig it for 5 extra votes, re-gerrymandered in Texas. That's how terrified they are that a dead rapist might take down a living rapist.
Yeah.
So,
well, you,
Democrats have to keep this going because, again, it's not going to go away unless Democrats let it go away. A year ago, everything traced back to Joe Biden's age, whether it was fair or not. Right now, everything's going to trace back to this. And the very fact that he knew in May, Pam Bondi told him in May that he was on this list before he told his cult it was a hoax, before he told his cult he was going to block it. He knew he was in there, which shows again how deeply terrified this man is.
Yeah.
He can't get away from it, and it's not going away, and they can't release the names, so it's going to be like this.
Yeah. And you and I are old enough to remember the Clinton impeachment, and I just love you said every school kid in America now knows the word pedophile because of our president. Yeah. I mean,
oh, groomer. You know, everyone knows the word groomer now because of social media, because of this guy. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember when the consensual BJ among two adults was all the scandal? I can't remember which. I was on CNBC then. Which right wing was I being lectured to? Same people John used to debate. I can't remember. Some right wing religious guy that I was being lectured to about Bill Clinton's morals.
All right.
Anyway.
Yeah. Well, I had Jerry Falwell say it to me. Jerry Falwell said, I was on Bill Maher with him, and he said, Bill Clinton has unleashed an oral sex epidemic in our schools. And I'm like, an oral sex epidemic in our schools? Holy crap, was I born at the wrong time. Of course, this was not true, but every child now, every child in America, every school kid knows about pedophiles because of our president's private life.
I said,
not going to change.
I said to Arianna Huffington back when she was on the right and I was debating her after Clinton won the midterms in a landslide. I said, well, this is a very pro-oral sex vote from America, I think. But, John, now this party, I mean, Chris, we've been following this all morning. Chris Murphy says, I offered the amendment not to refuse acceptance of the Qatari jet, just to prohibit Trump from taking it with him when he leaves office after taxpayers spent $1 billion to retrofit
Smart.
It. Failed.
Smart.
Every single Republican voted to allow Trump to keep the jet, the bribe jet.
Yeah, look, the corruption's there. All you can do is make sure history reads the fine print and get them to double sign it. That's all this was. He knew they were never going to go for this. He knew they were going to vote for Donald Trump to have the corruption. We're going to pay $100 million to retrofit this thing, and then Man Baby's going to take it with him after our tax dollars have fixed it up. And the senator knew that Republicans were okay with this. He just made sure history knew
and this
they were okay.
Ballroom, John, the White
ballroom.
House. The White House
oh,
is 50.
It's a good thing there's no suffering in America. Use this, Democrats.
And why do they need that? The Republicans have no balls. Hey. The White House is 55,000 square feet, in case y'all didn't know. The new bar room they're building for $200 million is 90,000 square feet. They're building something almost twice as big as the White House and calling it a ballroom. And it's really just an FU. It's because he knows
fraud,
no one will stop him.
Fraud, waste, and abuse. Fraud, waste, and abuse. Again, and it's going to be hideous, and his hideous evil wife will decorate it awfully, and it'll be more signs that only in America can you produce white trash aristocrats. Only we could do it, and we've done it.
I love the meme of Jackie Kennedy going, that whore did what to my rose garden?
Oh, my God, yes. I mean, my God, she's just one big grassy knoll shot to the entire rose garden, that woman. And again, the ugliness is the point, just like the cruelty is the point. And the distraction is the point. Democrats, here you've got it. This guy is taking hundreds of millions of dollars and using it for himself of our taxpayer money. It's yours to blow, Dems.
Right.
Either pick this up and run with it or don't. But I mean, right after the plane and now this, and people are hungry and prices are going up. Happy tariff day, everybody. He wasn't manipulating the stock market this time. He's really doing it. Walmart's going to get very interesting in a few weeks.
I believe it was Caroline Leavitt said he does not want, he doesn't want people to profit from being in office. Is that what she actually said?
Yeah.
His wealth has doubled in 6 months.
He's made over $1 billion in profit since he took this job. He's enriched from the office. There's a long paper trail. We just have to keep Ken Burns alive long enough because it's going to have to be a 700-hour documentary.
Yes.
He'll be the only one doing history. Ellie says, shame on the Smithsonian. Removing Trump's name from an exhibit about impeachment is blatantly supporting fascism and a betrayal to everything it claims to stand for as an educational institution.
They're so stupid. They could have just done nothing, but instead they did this, and now this gets to be in the history books, too. It shows how scared they are. It shows how corrupt they are. It shows how weak they are. These are weak people. Come on now, Democrats. Start putting your body in the fight. Don't be afraid.
Speaking of education.
Please, Bonnie Watson Coleman's 80 years old,
yep.
And she got shoved by a Nazi in Newark. Don't you guys be afraid.
Yeah. You quoted Linda McMahon on the Columbia settlement. That was the latest one.
I'm a fan of education figures, yes.
This is a monumental victory for conservatives who wanted to do things on these elite campuses for a long time because we had such far left-leaning professors. And you just said translation, stupid people hate smart people. Yeah. And I come from pro wrestling where men smack each other in the face with folding chairs. I mean,
as a kid, I used to say, oh, my God, pro wrestling, it's making us dumber. It's making us dumber. It's destroying American education. I didn't realize that one day pro wrestling would literally destroy American education. We finally reached it. Idiocracy is a documentary.
I'm telling you, which one last one? Lizzie says, new ballroom, new jumbo jet, adding gold everywhere, golfing every weekend. I thought we were a country in deep debt. Where is the austerity? I guess it's just for the taxpayers.
I mean, it
smells like revolution to me, man. We are in the let them eat cake phase, right? That you know, as you say, what phase of taco are we in? The deadline is today, but now it's next week. Prices are already, people are already feeling it, and it's only going to get worse. I mean, prices
already.
Let them
not be able to afford cake, you know? Or if they're foreign, let them burn cake overseas. We're burning 500 tons of emergency food aid that could have gone to the third world because these people don't understand soft power. They don't understand what America did that made us beloved around the world in the first place. They're destroying all the, 30 tons of contraceptives?
Yeah.
They're just going to set on fire rather than try to keep unwanted pregnancies from happening in Africa and Asia. I mean, these people, they are completely stupid.
No, the food.
And it's going to take a very strong Democratic Party that's not afraid of a Truth and Reconciliation Committee to put this thing back together, Stephanie.
Yeah, I mean, the food, burning the food that was already paid for is, you know. Mm-hmm. Isn't that what Jesus said when they said, would you like us to use the loaves and fishes to feed the poor? And he said, no, screw them, burn it.
Burn
isn't
it.
That what he... I don't know which chapter that's in.
I mean, but like, look what Jesus did. He made them give the food. They could have sold it to make a profit. He didn't let them sell it. It's about direct aid. It's literally the opposite of thoughts and prayers, which is all these godless heathens know how to do. Thoughts and prayers. That's the Bible says, no, screw your thoughts and prayers. It's direct action for those who are indeed.
Yep.
These people have hid behind religion for a long time. Because the media and the Democrats have allowed them to hide behind religion. That's why I wrote a book calling out these blaspheming
separation
slobbers.
Of church and hate. What?
That's right.
What? You know why? Because America should buy this, John, because you're a helper. You said I once organized a singles party for introverts and no one came. But you know what? You keep trying to help.
That's why I sent my hush money case defense lawyer down to meet the pimp lady in private in prison at the taxpayer dime, because I'm a helper. I care. My God, I never knew how classy Watergate was until these guys came in, Steffi. Watergate's like a grindhouse porno next to these guys.
I love you, John Fugel, saying go buy his book now.
Yes, get it now. And the audiobook read by the author.
Oh, he's
That's
in
right.
his silky
it's
tones.
It's a lot more fun to perform it than to write it. I learned that. Mm. Have a great weekend,
all
kids.
Right. We love you, Mwah. Goodbye, John Fugelsang. 47 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo. Listen, Kamala Harris spoke to the state of the world today. I know, we're all feeling depressed, overwhelmed, right? But she said, don't stop fighting, right? Don't capitulate.
Nope.
Don't do it.
Nope.
Stand with the people that stand with you. Credo Mobile is America's only progressive phone company. Everything you do now makes a statement, right? Either pro or against fascism. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be on the anti-fascism side. What about you? Credo Mobile, they've given over $95 million to progressive nonprofits that are also fighting alongside us. When you join Credo, you get a fast, reliable coverage, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. Bring your current phone, your current number. Switching so smart, so easy, and a big way to make a difference. CredoMobile.com. Type in the code STEF25 for 25% off your service for 2 years. CredoMobile.com. The code is STEF25.
The more you hear it, the funnier it gets.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, this is all too familiar to me, right? You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, maybe a runny nose or a cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take time off work, hope your doctor can see you this month, wait 2 hours at urgent care, sit in a room full of sick people, or open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription. I start on the right meds and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus a doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Promo code is Stephanie at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Are you traveling this summer? Will you leave instructions for a house sitter? The name and number of your vet, maybe? The code to your alarm system? Think about the steps you take to prepare for vacation, and you'll get a sense of what goes into a knockbox. Just go to theknockbox.com. Use the code Stephanie. That's N-O-K-B-O-X. Knockbox is a complete system that helps you organize all your accounts, possessions, and estate plans for your next of kin. Each knockbox comes with a comprehensive checklist that helps ensure you add everything you'll need to manage your estate when you're gone, from your funeral directives to your insurance policies, even the keys to your storage unit, and the knockbox helps you organize it all. If you've got a household, you need a knockbox. Right now, Stephanie Miller listeners save 16% off the knockbox of your choice. Just go to theknockbox.com. Use that code Stephanie. That is theknockbox.com. And the code is Stephanie to get that 16% off. Stay calm and get organized today. Theknockbox.com. Don't forget, type in that code Stephanie.
Ever feel overwhelmed trying to figure out what your dog really needs? Don't worry. At Serenity Pet Spa, we know before you do. Our expert groomers understand every coat type, every breed, and every unique personality. Whether it's a high-energy puppy or a nervous senior, we tailor every groom to keep them healthy, happy, and looking their best. Trust the pros so you can focus on loving your pet. Book your appointment today at Serenity Pet Spa, where grooming meets expertise.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This portion of the show brought to you by FURF. Listen, we need the fighters, right? Not the capitulators,
no.
as my real president Kamala Harris said yesterday. Freedom From Religion Foundation, one of the fighters. That's a lot of F-bombs.
Yeah.
Right? They're fighting back. They're defending the Constitution. They sue when public schools cross the line. Protect kids from being preached at instead of taught. If you believe in public education, facts, actual freedom of religion and from religion, it's time to get involved. Go to FFRF.us/school or text my last name, Miller to 511-511. That's Miller to 511-511 or ffrf.us/school. Data rates may apply. 53 minutes after the hour, someone tweeted 2025 really needs to slow its roll. Have you seen this headline?
What?
Chaos erupts after radioactive wasp nest is discovered at former U.S. nuclear bomb factory.
Oh.
What could possibly go wrong? Radioactive. Yeah. Oh, good. Well, thank God we have the money to fix our decaying nuclear. No, we don't, because Trump stole it to pay $1 billion of taxpayer money for his bribe jet, in addition to his $200 million ballroom.
Godzilla wasps.
Yeah. Did you see the other headline that caught my attention this morning?
No.
Drunken man steals golf cart, takes it on joyride around Buffalo Airport.
Oh, love.
I'm from Buffalo. That airport's not even worth it.
Okay. I love that. Live your truth, King.
That's right. Clock it.
Bella, you're a delight. Keith says childhood vaccination rates have dipped below the level needed to stop measles from spreading in a community, according to the CDC. So we have radioactive nuclear wasps. Mm-hmm. And measles is back, everybody.
And drunken joyrides at Buffalo Airport.
Yes, and Fox News is blaming the Fed for the bad jobs report.
That's right.
Okay, because something Jerome Powell, something. Okay. Justin Wolfers, speaking of the economy,
he's hot.
Says, worth remembering, the Constitution explicitly gives the power to set tariffs to Congress, that they could stop this nonsense by the end of the day. That's what Glenn Kirshner said, that even this Supreme Court may finally put an end to this ridiculous nonsense.
What they need to do is rescind the emergency powers that they've given to the president that gave him the powers to set tariffs.
Right.
That's what Congress needs to do, because that is the legal reasoning that Trump is doing all of this, because he has emergency powers.
Yeah.
Congress needs to rescind those emergency powers.
Just remember all the rates that he's just released. That's you. You're going to pay all of that. Herbert in Monty in Arizona. Sorry. Hi, Monty. Hi, Monty. Oh, Monty is once again not ready. I think I went to him before. All right. Herbert in Illinois. There you are. Hi, Herbert.
Hello, Stephanie. How are you?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, Chris and Bella.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, I was listening to you earlier talking with Glenn Kirshner about these companies and institutions capitulating to Donald Trump.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, these people are doing just what they want to do. They think the same way Donald Trump thinks. They're old white males, and they want to destroy Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security, and they see a way of doing it.
Yeah. So just in case you hadn't heard the story, the Smithsonian National, it's supposed to be a museum of, American history.
Sure.
Rolled back an exhibit.
Nonpartisan.
Yes, on presidential impeachments, removing elements of impeachment against Trump. The change came about as part of a content review the Smithsonian agreed to undertake following pressure from the White House, because, of course, until the exhibit was altered, there was a temporary label reading under redesign, History Happens, that was installed in September 2021 and offered some Trump content. Now the display states only three presidents have seriously faced removal. Well, that's true because of the cowardice of the Republican Party, but you still can erase his two impeachments. But it is still under construction, in that I'm sure we will take back Congress and get to another one. So just, keep that under construction for now. Okay, Representative Dan Goldman.
Mike Johnson shut down Congress because he did not want the Epstein files to be released. That is what happened last week. He refused to bring a vote to the House floor that would require the release of the full Epstein files that would have passed, because many, many Republicans and Democrats want this true transparency.
Yeah, thank you. And one last one, Dan Goldman.
He has used other excuses for why his falling out with Jeffrey Epstein occurred, but there's no question from his comments that he knew that Jeffrey Epstein liked younger women. And now we have this new allegation that he stole a younger girl from his spa. This is not like spa to spa here. Jeffrey Epstein had a child sex trafficking ring.
Oh, yeah. Biggest, dumbest plot ever, this Epstein thing. Yeah. Okay. Fridays with Frangela, next.
Tom Harbin here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Monday morning, we'll be celebrating Chocolate Chip Cookie Day, John.
With chocolate chip cookies brought in by our staff, I hope. I hope they're listening now. Listen.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Summer is on at Sugar River Pizza with three awesome locations in Sun Prairie, Verona, and New Glarus. Grab a seat on the gorgeous patio and enjoy the breathtaking view. Catch live music every Thursday evening at their Sun Prairie location and sip from 48 beers on tap or a glass of your favorite wine. Craving something amazing? The pizza and pasta are melt-in-your-mouth delicious. And yes, they cater. Make it a summer to savor only at Sugar River Pizza. SugarRiverPizza.com.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Stocks falling throughout the morning as the Labor Department releases new numbers for the month of July on jobs.
This is a disappointing jobs report and potentially raising a red flag for the U.S. economy. So let's break down these numbers. An addition of 73,000 last month, less than the 100,000 we were expecting, and a lot less than what we've been adding over the past few months.
Also, the Labor Department revising the prior 2 months from May and June, showing 258,000 fewer jobs added. That was ABC's Alexis Christophorus. Glassdoor chief economist Daniel Zhao saying, after months of warning signs, this confirms the slowdown isn't just approaching, it's here, the Dow down 550 points. President Trump ordering new tariff rates of up to 41% on U.S. imports from dozens of countries. A 35% raise for Canada kicks in immediately. U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff visiting an aid site in southern Gaza. This is ABC News.